I'm telling you this because you, more than anyone, if you choose to believe this, if you can hear me somewhere in your heart, you're worth your own healing. Hello, beautiful people. How are you today? My name's Lolita, and I'm speaking in a slight English accent to deliver some amazing news to you today. But I feel a little bit like it's more Australian. Getting to the point. Bringing my real voice into it. This thing sort of came through, so I thought, let me share it with you, right? Woo! Care is free. How much have you invested in your own healing? This is not me selling you on healing. I have a slight vested interest if you heal, because I do believe that the world is quite literally a better place. It's like if we all live in a hotel and you've got like 10 people who just leave all their trash. And if you live in New York City or cities, you know what this is like. If you have 10 people, half the building, they don't take out the garbage, they don't clean their house. What happens? You get roaches, you get rats. And in addition to that, let's be honest, they're probably not that happy living in those circumstances anyways. So I do have a slight vested interest in you investing in your healing, mainly because I think we all benefit. That aside, this is not one of those things where it's like,
how much have you invested in your healing? You should spend $50,000 with me to learn how to raise your chi, talk to your spirit guides, blah, blah, blah.
Not hating on anyone that's charged that, but that's not this. Because actually, I do think certain things are worth, I think healing is worth that much. The main point in this is, how much have you invested in your healing, darling? How much have you really done that for? And I'm asking because I'd like to give you a frame of reference for what is possible with healing, and also to what's on the other side of it. A lot of people will say things like, you know, I would argue that most people are actually motivated by pain more than by pleasure, wanting to escape a situation or leave a situation or transform a situation that doesn't feel so great for them. So let me give you an example. I'm going to list off some things that I've gone through in my life, and I'm going to show you the bragged version of it and the what I was really getting away from version of it. Now, both lead to great places and both can be used to help and serve people. And the truth is, if we only brag about it and come from a place of, I'm powerful, I'm invincible, I got this, that's great, except it eliminates that part of you that in those moments was not that person. Because for anyone that's gone through tremendous healing, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're in that place right now where you are still struggling, where you are on the floor and you feel like you are about to die, I respect that, I honor that. I'm not saying you have to stay there. If you are at risk to yourself to call somebody, I mean that. And beyond that, clearing that energy, coming back to myself, these are some of the things that I've had the honor and made to heal. So let's see, I'll do the brag version first. I'm able to be in crowded rooms and be super magnetic and have really curly hair and it's super cute, and I can walk in and get all these different people's attention and not even really try, and I'm very articulate and people love to hear me speak typically, and everyone's always asked me to speak. So if you wanna learn how to speak and you wanna learn how to be more like ma and you want to speak in crazy accents and shit, you should come and follow me. That's a brag version. Let's flip this a little bit. Let's talk about the truth behind that story and the journey traveled, which has been the healing journey, my people, okay? The healing journey has been this. When I was little, I was sexually abused. Sexually, physically, in addition to energetically, spiritually, and mentally. Feeling like I had no say over my own body and my own domain. So if you've ever felt out of control, like you have no say in what happens to you, and that you are here to only serve others, that. I learned as a result of that, also being a powerful person, to be able to walk into rooms and learn how to control my energy, understanding innately what it was that people were seeking in front of me, and being able to deeply able to learn to read pain. By being able to read and sense the pain from others, I have been able to practice, I also like this, speaking to these people from a place in the heart. So if I can see the pain here, I can talk to this, and this somehow softens and helps heal that. As a result of these experiences, I learned to put immense pressure on myself. And if I could be perfect, if I could never make a mistake, if I was always the best, the fastest, the smartest, the person who cared the most, That put me in a feeling of safety and gave me a better sense of control and less of a chance for feeling bullied and taken advantage of or genuinely hurt. As a result of this, I have become someone that has learned to be in lots of different environments, even when I didn't feel safe. What that looks like is an ability to be really funny, an ability to be charismatic, an ability to learn to see the positive in even the darkest of spaces. Because I know what it's like years later from those experiences, realizing that I was experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, lying on the floor in moments truly, truly, truly believing I was dying. I had never experienced that much pain in my life. And from that, now the brag part, I'm able to sit with huge emotions. I'm able to sit with some of the darkest and scariest places. I'm in my own mind. I've been able to sit in places that are so dark and feel so much like death that the only thing I could see was a star in the sky in my own mind. And I have learned to navigate the darkness such that I see as well in the day as I do in the dark. So I'm not afraid of big emotions. I don't love them necessarily, but I don't fear them. I'm telling you this. And how did I overcome PTSD? I heard somebody asking, thank you. I'm totally going to tell you how. It was a fucking journey between thousands of dollars spent. I didn't even know how or why it happened. And it all happened perfectly in hindsight. Thousands of dollars on coaches, not really seeing a ton of results, not knowing what was wrong. Even joined this business program where I ended up being so triggered, I had like meltdowns, full-on trigger attacks, and chose and asked to leave the course and not have to pay the rest because I was in such a state. At that point in my life, I wasn't even able to be in a room with a man without having like extreme, crazy, out-of-body thinking I was in severe danger. Looked into therapy. The therapist never called me back. I also couldn't really afford it in that time. Dozens of books, healing sessions, astrology, talking to friends, family, cutting off family, cutting off friends temporarily so that I could have the space to heal. Joining two 12-step programs, staying in one of them, getting a sponsor, working the 12 steps, developing meditation, prayer, becoming a vegetarian to better heal my body. Not drinking. I never really drank, but especially not drinking, and I rarely drink today. No substances that alter my state of being. I choose to be here and learn. I know what it's like to be high without being high. And that's the truth. All of those things have led here. Having crazy relationships in the midst of that healing, pre-processing that, getting my working papers to be able to live in Canada, a place that felt tremendously safe to me. These are all the things I did to invest in my own healing. And I'm not saying this because I think you should go buy a course or join whatever. No, what I'm simply saying is that the journey to the brags, and I have plenty of brags that I was doing while I was incredibly injured, and they look and they're brilliant, but I care less about those brags because the state of my being and soul was in such a traumatized state that would I ever encourage someone to go create that if they were in such tremendous pain? So I'm telling you this right now. I'm sharing this with you, with Deer in the Background mofos in New York City, because we can keep it light too, fresh hair. I'm telling you this because you more than anyone, if you choose to believe this, if you can hear me somewhere in your heart, you're worth your own healing. I'm not here to sell you on going to buy something. And know that it's a journey. If you want the brags, if you want the peace, no one is going to clean up your dirty room except you. It doesn't matter how long you postpone it. It doesn't matter how much weed you smoke, how much alcohol you drink, how many lovers you bring into bed with you hoping to forget it. That shit will sit in your room and stink. And it stinks. It stinks. Even if you get used to it, that shit stinks. And people who have healed or who are in similar positions that you, we can smell that. You know, it's like they always say that like, an addict can recognize an addict. Why? Because they've been there and they've done that. And this is not throwing shade or shame on you. I'm simply saying, no one is going to clean your room. If you don't like the shit in your room, if you are mad about who you believe threw the shit in there, if you think, if mom and dad and this and that and all the reasons, I honor that and there's truth in that. You didn't deserve the things that happened to you, but no one's gonna clean this up for you except you. You are worth your own healing. You are worth your own peace. And if you wait for somebody or something to become the thing that you think they need to be to fix your life, I promise you, that's probably not going to happen because the invitation is your own healing. I'm gonna pull my energy back. That's the message I wanted to share with y'all today. Love you so, so, so much. And we're gonna end this with a song. And it won't take that long, cause I did my hair. I'm lying, I don't care. Let me know what you think in the comments. If there's someone you know that could benefit from this, I invite you to share it. Sending you all love.